Well, I think the whole damn system is going to be on trial starting today. And yes, I will be the judge of that. Thank you very much. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, January the 21st, 2020. Buckle up, kids. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in China, a new SARS-like virus is being registered all over the country, killing people, spreading quickly. The respiratory illness has been found in hundreds already. Number two, the Virginia gun rally was very peaceful, despite hysterical assertions by the blackface-wearing governor. In fact, there was not a single arrest, not one. Not one incident of violence, none. Yeah, and number one today, it's the day that Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi have dreamed about. It's the day they can finally try to take care of Big Brother and teach him a lesson and teach that big meanie Donald Trump that he's not the man that he thinks he is, and he will be held to account. The problem is the Democrats have a lot of factual problems heading into the impeachment. A little chance at this point that the president will be removed from office. In fact, almost none. There would have to be an earth-shattering revelation of some sort to change anything. It's not here, and it's not going to be here. And by the way, let's look at some polling right on the verge of the impeachment trial. It begins at 1 o'clock today, I believe, if I saw the calendar right. It begins at 1 o'clock. And let's see here. Ah, yes. According to Gallup, 51% oppose convicting and taking Trump out of office. 46% support. Now, that's a national survey, and it's 5 points underwater. But if you go to the key swing states across this country, you'll find that impeachment's underwater a lot worse than that. If you go to places like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin that, by the way, have seen their economies tick up in a way they haven't seen them tick up ever, people in those states, union workers in those states, blue-collar, middle-class voters, the impeachment is not a popular idea with these folks. Trust me on this. Not a popular idea. And why is it not popular? Because the Democrats have overreached here and everybody knows it. There's not a crime here. Obstruction of Congress is, well, let's put it in this context. If a president gets a bill delivered to his desk and he says, I don't like it, I veto it. Based on what this Congress has done, based on what Adam Schiff has done, that would be obstruction of Congress. You didn't bend and kneel at the feet of Congress. See, because the president, all he did, what's he guilty of? He is guilty of not rolling over for impeachment. He's guilty of saying, no, I'm not just going to give you all of this stuff. Let a court decide. I believe that's privileged information. I believe that's privileged access. I believe that I am entitled to my circle of advisors and that I do not have to give you every scrap of information while you're on your fishing expedition. And Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, they go crazy. Well, that's obstruction of Congress. You haven't given us everything we demand in our subpoena. No, I'm taking it to court, which is the legal remedy, and we have three, count them, three co-equal branches of government. And so if two disagree and you have the third decide, that's the way it's supposed to work. It's not obstruction of Congress, and abuse of power is so nebulous. It's like maladministration, which is what some people wanted to put in the Constitution, maladministration, which would just mean we don't like what you're doing, which is clearly the way the State Department treated many of Donald Trump's foreign policy ideas and positions. But it's not an impeachable offense to say we don't like your policy. Let's go to bite number nine and refresh your memory. Alan Dershowitz, part of the Dream Team 2.0, on the Dream Team for defending Donald Trump. Alan Dershowitz laying out what's wrong with the Democrats' case. It's bite number nine. Jump ahead to bite nine. Bite nine, go.
Vote was to impeach on abuse of power, which is not within the constitutional criteria for impeachment, and obstruction of Congress. Those are both the kinds of things that led Hamilton and Madison, talk about nightmare, to regard that as the greatest nightmare. Number one, giving Congress too much power to allow the president to serve at the will of Congress. And number two, as Hamilton put it, the greatest danger is turning impeachment into a question of who has the most votes in which house. And rather than having a consensus and a broad view of impeachable conduct.
The brief.
And here's back to what I pointed out. If the president then vetoes a bill coming from Congress, he's obviously obstructing Congress that wants to pass this bill. And there's a disagreement. And you have a Democratic House and a Republican president that don't agree on a policy issue. Pick your policy, doesn't matter. Gun control comes to mind. And if the president vetoes the bill, then the House goes crazy and accuses him of obstruction of Congress. And what if a member of Congress, let's say from the minority party, doesn't go along with the majority? Is that also obstruction of Congress for that member of Congress? That's how flimsy this whole argument truly is. It's a garbage argument. They know it, and now you know it. And so that's kind of the foundation for where we start today. Adam Schiff, of course, will be leading the charge. And again, I go back to, could the Democrats have picked a more unattractive individual to lead the charge? A person who is not admired, a person who is not revered, a person who is not attractive on camera. It's the day and age of television cameras. And you have to command that camera in some fashion. This is not Adam Schiff's strength, I think it's fair to say. Meanwhile, the White House calling the charges frivolous and dangerous and a threat to our republic, which I agree with. If you can take a president out of office simply because you don't like his policies or you don't like his foreign policy, or you say, hey, we demand to see this and this, and if you don't give that to us, that's an impeachable offense. An abuse of power, you can mold that to be anything you want it to be. Anything at all could be perverted into being called an abuse of power. We don't like what he did there. We don't like how he did this or this, and he overstepped his bounds. Those are the problems you face here. And no president, not this one, not the one that'll come next or the one after that, none of these presidents should have to deal with a Congress that thinks it's a parliament. This is not a parliamentary system. You do not get to remove the president because you don't like him. It's for the will of the people to decide. That's coming up on November the 3rd. By the way, just 286 days until Election Day, November the 3rd. And I will tell you right now, if things are relatively equal to where they stand today, Donald Trump will get 350 electoral votes. Because people, not only in the states that carried him previously, but in other states, states like Nevada, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and elsewhere, will also be voting for Donald Trump because they look at the economy and then they look at the clowns that are pushing far leftist ideas. How far left? Let me give you a couple of examples here. Let me give you a couple of examples of how far left these people really are willing to go. Let's see here. Joe Biden appearing at a liberal get-together yesterday. We'll get to this real quick. It's bite three for Joe Biden. He said he would release all illegal aliens. We would not keep anybody in detention. This came after Bernie Sanders said he would tear down the border walls. Tear them down. They're just a simple. Real quick, bite three. Go.
How exactly would you detain immigrants, if at all, in a Biden administration?
The way we did when we reformed the system with the DACA, I would not retain them behind bars. They show
None
up. No, here's what they do. They show up. Sometimes you have an ankle bracelet, you set a hearing. We have to surge to the border, to the areas where people are being held. Get rid of all the cages, everybody out of prisons, be in a position where if the most you put on is an ankle bracelet, that you give a date, you're going to show up, and we have to for an immigration hearing, and they show up.
Is that for children, adults and children?
Across the board. Totally, yeah. Across the board.
Across the board, let them all free. That's how radical they are. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Let's talk a little bit about casinos. You go to a casino and place all your poker chips in a single hand. Well, guess what? You probably just lost everything in one swift move. Now, what if I wasn't talking about losing at the casino? What if I was talking about the stock market and those colored chips that you just bet? That's your retirement and your legacy. Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility, potential rising taxes, inflation, or unforeseen expenses? Hi, this is Steve Gruber. And if you're in your 50s or 60s like I am, stop gambling on your retirement in the stock market. There are alternatives to grow your nest egg that offer a principal guarantee and optional income for the rest of your life. Call Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial to learn more. Call 517-323-7526 or go online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds. And most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling three jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.